Hey everybody, it's Jim Hagemeyer with the Leslie Wells Realty, and across the table from me is
Realtor Tom. And I know what you're thinking. Go ahead and hit that like button and share it with your family and friends. Go ahead and do that.
Tom, I'm excited today.
Are you?
Yeah, we're blessed to have with us a dignitary from Manatee County. This, as you know, we live in paradise. Sometimes we take things for granted around here. We drive by the Skyway Bridge, and there it is. We don't think much about it. Beautiful area where we live in. Today we have Elliot Falcioni. Elliot is the Executive Director of Manatee County Convention and Visitor Center to keep us in check. Did I say that right? Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you? I don't know about dignitary, but I think you got everything else right.
Thank you for being here this
Thank
morning.
You, sir.
What a pleasure. You know, it looks like you wear many hats here in the county. You're in charge of all things. And we talked about this earlier regarding the visitor and tourist and even the sports authority, so to speak. How do you do all that? How do you cover that one time?
A lot of support from the Tourist Development Council, who advises the Board of County Commissioners, a lot of support from County Administration and the Board of County Commissioners. At the end of the day, I work for one person, the County Administrator, who's currently okay. Lee Washington. And I'm blessed to, I'm not one of the smarter guys that you'll meet, but I'm smart enough to hire really intelligent, creative people around me, and they're the ones that are getting the job done.
So how do you balance all this? Again, all the positions that you cover, all the responsibilities that you have.
You don't get in the weeds with your staff.
Okay.
You back off, you look down the road, and you give them the philosophy, the tools, the education, and the empowerment to go do their job. It allows me to get out into the community to help find partners in the hospitality industry, as well as educate the community. If we can educate the community what we do, why we do, when we do it, why visitors are important to a beautiful community like this, then I've done my job at the end of the day.
Gotcha. Well, listen, let's just get into it. We have a lot going on around here in North River, and we will focus mostly on the North River area because, it's a big job that you have. But we have the new hotel at the Convention Center coming up, and expansion is galore. Tell us about that. Is it a Sheraton? Is that what I read?
It is a Marriott Resort and Spa. At one time, it was going to have the Sheraton flag. Okay. It is still a Marriott property.
Okay.
But they changed the flag to a straight Marriott. They just committed to a 3,000-square-foot spa with a resort-style pool. So you talk about a game-changer north side of the river. With the expansion of the convention center. So you'll have a 252-room, 8-story hotel. We'll have a rooftop restaurant with the spa, with the swimming pool. And it's going to have an outdoor plaza as well, about 30,000 square feet. Imagine when it's open February of 2024, we'll be able to have Super Bowl parties, wine fests, indoor-outdoor boat shows, RV shows, so very multi-purpose. We're hoping that it becomes the entertainment district for the north side of the river, as well as, I call it a seed that'll help feed the future urban core development of Palmetto and Bradenton. The hotel and the convention center, let's just touch upon the convention center real quick. The Board of County Commissioners approved a few months ago a $48 million capital improvement project that'll take that facility from 65,000 square feet to 100,000 square feet. Will be totally remodeled. So when you look at the Marriott in the convention center after it's remodeled, it'll look like one Marriott property. We didn't want to have a beautiful 4-star-plus Marriott beside a government design convention center, to be candid with you, because we're going to be targeting a very high demographic of corporate businesses. The convention center will connect to the hotel. So you'll go from your hotel room through an air-conditioned corridor right into the convention center without going outside. So we don't have to worry about rain or heat. It's the perfect scenario for what the meeting planner wants. That complex will bring conservatively $25 million to the urban corridor and beyond on an annual basis. So $48 million, the hotel's about $95 million. Imagine in Palmetto, a project like that, and then the ROI on that's going to be $25 million a year. The good news for the residents is we as residents are not paying a nickel for that convention center. It's all paid for by tourism tax proceeds that we collect people staying in a hotel, motel, condo, and a short-term rental program.
So Tom, when you complain about all the tourists on the road, there you go, buddy. That's why we deal with
it. Just point them over to the...
That's right. Thank you for being here. Thanks for coming.
Yes.
Right. Huh? Also, speaking of hotels, we have new neighbors coming right here on the river where we are located. I understand the Spring Hill Suites, and what is that, another Marriott? Are you familiar with this?
Absolutely. Owner David Kocko, awesome guy. I'm a Pittsburgh native. He's a Pittsburgh native. We're trying to make this the new Pittsburgh of the South. Y'all remember back in the day when Pittsburgh was at the height of the steel industry, Birmingham, Alabama was known as Pittsburgh of the South.
Right.
Because it had a steel industry. The demise of both of those cities, steel industry, now we're sister cities, Pittsburgh and Bradenton, hence the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Makes sense.
And with the help of the Pittsburgh Pirates, David Kocko came in to build the Spring Hill in downtown Bradenton. One of three variant Spring Hills you'll find in the United States. Normally when we go, it's three, four stories. That's an eight story mm-hmm. with the rooftop bar and grill and swimming pool. Really, really excited that David's building one right next to you here in Ellenton. We need more waterfront properties to grow North River, to grow East County, and that hotel is going to benefit from the convention center expansion as well.
So between the two hotels coming here, that's just under 500 rooms, right? Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so again, that's all tourism right here in North River.
And that's going to bring us to about 10,000 short-term rental units in Manatee County. Last year, we collected $28,600,000 in tourism tax collection. Okay, we're going to be probably over 30, 31, 32 million in tourism tax proceeds. Mm-hmm. The board sets policy on how those monies are spent. About 44% of that is spent on marketing and promotions of the destination. And then the rest is allocated. Give you some examples. We could build, operate a convention center with those tourism tax proceeds. We support the Pittsburgh Pirates, city of Bradenton to bring spring training baseball in. And more than that, the Pirates bring in about $45 million a year, mainly to the urban core and beyond every year. So there's a good ROI on that. We can put money in the museums. We spent $1 million grant to get the Bishop Museum expanded. Piers, one penny out of the five that we collect is specifically earmarked to beach nourishment. So those beautiful sugar white sand beaches that I call the chum that brings the visitors right. in is really needed, not only for erosion control, but to be able to showcase that in the marketplace. I think our future in tourism is really focusing with the cities in Manatee County to redevelop that urban core with the convention center. And the added amenities around Leecom Park is going to be a big part of that. And then what's going out here in Parrish and Lakewood Ranch is a big part of our future. We have to get it right the first time. If we miss some steps, we could lose 20, 25 years down the road. So collaboration is good. Collaboration is important. And I'm just excited to be a little piece of that puzzle.
Getting off track here a little bit, you talked about the urban core redevelopment. I mean, what y'all have done with downtown Bradenton and that 9th Street West corridor around the Pirates, the Village of the Arts, I mean, that's phenomenal. Those are awesome places these days.
Yeah, the Village of the Arts is one of a kind. The city had an idea to put an overlay over that district that was really just a lot of crime-ridden, drug-ridden, single-family homes. And now that the artists can actually live and have their storefronts there, the restaurants are spectacular.
Absolutely.
That's why we need to figure out a way to continue to put assets in that corridor that send people to that corridor year round for more businesses to want to have an appetite to move in there. Mm-hmm. We'll be coming to the Board of County Commissioners in August or September get their opinion on approving a third full baseball field around Leecom that will be able to go after state, regional, and national baseball tournaments. And that would be in the summertime, in the fall, that would really just stimulate the economy in that particular corridor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So back up here to North River, okay, where the secret is out, okay, we're growing leaps and bounds. But let's talk about the water taxi that's happening. Now, I understand there's one or two taxis, water taxis. Tell us about that. How's that?
I'm grinning because I'm the point on that. So a very unique situation. I guess the county administration and the commissioners believe that that our department will help get that going. I've now earned the nickname Gilligan, okay. So stay tuned on that.
It's a three-hour tour.
Yes, exactly. Hopefully more than that, right? The two boats that are being built right now from Trident out of Orlando will be finished literally in about 3 weeks. There'll be two 49-passenger catamaran pontoon-style boats. They'll be about 14 feet wide, 50 feet long. And we're looking to have it start. They got to go through the trials with the Coast Guard. That's about a 30 to 60 day. We're really hoping to put passengers on those ferries Labor Day weekend. We got to get people off the roads and utilize the best asset we have, the water. We're probably the most enriched community from a water standpoint that we have on the west coast of Florida. So it's going to start, it'll initiate at the Day Dock in downtown Bradenton. So that's just east of the Green Bridge.
At the Riverwalk area.
Yes, sir. Yeah. We'll venture out to Anna Maria Island. Right now we're looking for one stop at the Anna Maria Pier, the city pier, where now we have the new Moat Aquarium Education Center.
Oh,
beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So a great amenity. When the visitors get off the boat, they can enjoy that and walk right to Pine Avenue. Then it'll venture down to Bridge Street Pier, get off the boat there and enjoy all the amenities at Bridge Street. And then it'll venture down to Coquina Beach. And I think that's really where the residents are going to take advantage of that. College students, high school students that don't want to deal with the traffic in February, March, jump right on the ferry, head out to the islands. And right now it's going to start off Friday, Saturday, Sundays only, 10:30 in the morning till 9:30 at night. And then we're going to continue to survey the residents and the visitors and be fluid and add service based on feedback from the guests and the residents that live here. A adult average pass will be $8. We'll have a round trip ticket. There'll be some senior discounts and a certain age will be free. You will be able to bring your beach equipment onto the boat, your coolers. The only thing right now we won't be able to accommodate is bicycles. But really, really excited. It's really important. Talk about East County and Ellenton and Parrish. We have the mindset. It's probably two and a half years off of having what we'll call a water ferry express from Fort Hamer nonstop to the island. Really, really important. So we're hoping to add a third vessel that'll be more enclosed, a little bit higher speed, that'll entice residents in Parrish to want to go down to Fort Hamer and go out there for the day. And once again, I think college kids, high school kids that don't want to make that drive, that may not have a car, go on that vessel, go out there for the enjoy the beach for the day, and then come back.
Well, you know, Elliot, the river is right there.
Yes, sir.
We put a dock right here. You can come to Leslie Wells Realty and take that right into the...
Well, and with the two hotels being built here, absolutely.
Why not?
I use the word fluidity a lot because, you know, what we're just trying to do is create framework. Let's get it going.
Right.
And then based on feedback from the residents and the visitors, let's build upon it. We expect to bring it to Longboat Key at some point.
I see.
We expect to bring it over to the Paul Crosley Estate where people at SRQ may just deplane, take a shuttle, and take the water ferry out to the islands instead of renting a car. We've already had some initial collaboration with Sarasota County to tie them in at some point. The goal should be a regional service that encompasses multiple cities, multiple counties, and then we're on our way. But we got to start somewhere. The board is totally excited about it, the Tourist Development Council, and it's my job and the team to get this thing up and running, and then we'll have some fun promoting it.
I look forward to that. We're going to support that.
Thank you.
So we talk a lot about, you know, in Manatee County, Anna Maria Island, the sugary white sands at Anna Maria, Longboat Key, Bradenton Riverwalk. These are absolutely the most beautiful areas in the country, really. But the secret's getting out about North River here, North County. We have, actually, we're on the same river, believe it or not, okay, as the other side, okay? But we have the Palmetto River District, Emerson Point, Terracea, overlooking the Tampa Bay. And so we have a lot of attractions here. And again, I'm sorry, that's not really a question, but we would like to also see some of that tourist come here. What do you think?
Yeah, and the convention center expansion is really going to help enhance people visiting these amenities. the Board of County Commissioners put $1.6 million into the Florida Railroad Museum. Once again, we looked at that as a seed to create a sense of community for Parrish. Okay, Emerson Point, a great ecological park to be able to promote to not only the leisure visitors, but the visitors that are coming in for a future convention conference. We all know that we've been to conventions in our lifetime. The most important thing is, okay, now I know where it's at. What is there to do for my families when I'm in the convention?
Right.
So we need to do a good job of listing that out, building an itinerary. The outlet mall is paramount because people like to shop. We get a good base of Europeans, British and Germans that come here. One of their biggest wants is the shopping component. The Gamble Plantation, we're starting to have some conversations with the state of Florida because to showcase that history and that beautiful plantation, I could see the conferences having a one night out at the Gamble Plantation after a conference. So there's a lot of opportunities there. I think that's really what's going to bring a lot of business to the north of the river.
Okay.
It's hard to get them from Anna Maria Island and then come all the way off to enjoy those amenities unless they're getting a multiple rainy couple days or the visitor got premature sunburn. It's really hard to get them back. Would the water taxi help bring more visitors from the islands to the mainland? Absolutely.
Why not? Yeah. So getting outside of my scope here a little bit, North Manatee County, East County is also a horticultural destination, Tom.
Very nice.
Well, I didn't know.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, we're huge in citrus, tomatoes, and that kind of thing. And actually wineries as well. They have winery tours.
Yeah, absolutely. You have two wineries out east. They do. They're both open for tours. Keep in mind, we bring travel writers in from all over the world, mainly outside of the peak season to tell that story. We've noticed our wheelhouse is the average age of a visitor that comes to Manatee County is 49 years old. They bring a household income of $122,000. We target always women. Sorry, guys, but at the end of the day, research tells us that the lady of the house almost every time is determined where the household goes on vacation. So we're in front of them all the time. The target is a undergree education or higher. And that household income, we target $125,000 or higher. And then the age range is about 45 to 65, landing on 49. Landing on a household income of 122. You know, when you can buy digital advertising that we couldn't buy 20, 30 years ago, you can zero in right on your target to bring that demographic in that has the affordability to pay for the assets and the convertibility to convert from a traditional vacationer to a future real estate or business owner. That's how Florida was built in the last 100 years, guys. So that's the big role that we play in helping develop this beautiful city. And quite candidly, most of them is where you're seeing a lot of your single family homes develop out in Parrish in Lakewood Ranch. Because remember, Anna Maria Island, Longboat Key is pretty built out. West Bradenton is built out, except Lake Flores. That's a whole animal in itself.
So let's talk about that. How does all of the development, whatever that number is, 20, 30,000 homes being built up here on the North River, how does that affect the tourism?
Well, quite candidly, what it does is it brings somebody in that the relatives are going to follow along. And what we've learned, too, is I guess today in society, we would rather put our family members in a hotel room instead of one of our spare bedrooms.
Yep.
So I think that's where you're going to see a lot more hotels develop is saying, hey, Uncle John and Aunt Sally, we can put you up at this beautiful Spring Hill right on the river. You have your own quiet time and you're close to our house as well. The golf courses are really helping that development. That's a whole nother segment that we're real excited about. Quite candidly, the Marriott and the concession will be partnering because you're going to have that elite demographic that's coming in that may want to golf. So there's a partnership there as well. The partnership between IMG Academy and the Marriott is going to be paramount. The advantage of having the Marriott in the urban core is it's the first true full-service hotel in Manatee County on the mainland. and we're going to stop that bleeding of a lot of that corporate, that elite demographic from going up to St. Pete, Tampa, right, or down to Sarasota, because they want that quality flag, that Ritz-Carlton, that Westin, that Hyatt.
Very cool.
Are there any plans for new golf courses in this area?
No, you know, golf is a little bit on a downturn. So you've actually seen some golf courses convert to real estate developments. You may see another golf course pop up in the Lakewood Ranch area, but I think that's going to slow down a little bit. I'm a less is more kind of a mindset. Less tourism, less visitors, more quality visitors. So if you can get less visitors and a higher overall economic impact, you're doing really, really well. Same thing with the golf courses. If we can have less really quality golf courses that create that pent-up demand, then we're doing our job. When you have too many golf courses, there's that mindset is, oh, you know what, I'll just wait last minute to book those tee times, and it really hurts businesses. You know, back in my Pittsburgh day in baseball, you know, you had those cookie cutter stadiums that sat 55,000 people. Well, today the new ballparks only seat 37,000 people. So what we used to do was tarp cover, you know, 15,000-20,000 seats to create that demand, that urgency. Hey, if I don't go buy those tickets now, I'm not going to be able to get a seat for that important game.
Right.
So that's the kind of mindset that you had. Less is more is really, really important. And if we can do the less is more mindset, then what it does is the tourists that come in, and it's 3.7 million last year to Manatee County alone, and bring in those new dollars, almost $2 billion. So if we can bring that economy in, at the same time enhance the quality of life for the residents that live here, then we've done our job as a community servant.
Very cool. Elliot, thanks for coming in this morning.
It's
what
my
a
pleasure.
Huh? Great job, too. Huh?
My pleasure, guys. Thanks for the opportunity. Appreciate your support, and I look forward to seeing you guys again.
Good. Well, everybody, thanks for listening. This is Jim Hagemeyer with my friend
Tom Collier. And hey, go on over to our website, LeslieWellsRealty.com. We got a couple of new listings this week that are really awesome. Got to check them out. LeslieWellsRealty.com.
Okay, everybody. Bye-bye. Thanks for watching.